And these moral characteristics, those four that are mentioned in verse 26 of chapter 7, it is encompass everything, and just very briefly, he's holy, that's God word. He is harmless, that's man word. He is undefiled, that's inward. He is separated from sinner, that is outward. Aaron could not fit in that, neither any of us. It requires one like him. That's exactly who he is. He said, I am what I say. Everything that inwardly came out expresses itself outwardly. And that is the beauty and the magnificence of the great high priest that we have that becometh us.
Brother Emil, could you repeat that, those four again, nice and slowly for most of us to get?
Slowly is the hard part.
So holy?
Holy is God's word.
Okay, got that.
Harmless is man's word.
Got that.
Undefiled is inward, his inward characteristic. There was no sin in him. He knew no sin and he did no sin. And separate from sinner is outward. He was the true Nazarite, separated from everything.
And notice that Darby uses the term, rather than harmless, guileless.
Yes, and I think I think Brother Bill mentioned the idea of guile. There was, in his relationship to man, he was real. There was no guile, no hypocrisy, none of that leaven that characterized the Pharisees or the Sadducees, the hypocrisy.
And while it may not go with your list of four, which I agree is wonderful, but the only other time that word is used, if you look, is Romans 16, verse 18. And it's actually translated simple there, the word harmless. It's translated simple in Romans 16:18, referring to those who are easily deceived. Now, of course, our Lord was not easily deceived at all. But the idea of simple, that there's such purity that you describe it using that word. You know, it's something that has not yet been touched by sin, which you're connecting with undefiled. But it's really interesting, that word, because when I read that list, harmless is one that strikes out to me. I've never seen that word there, and it isn't there. It's only simple. And when, you know, we're always drawn to those words that are different than other ones. We know he's holy, undefiled, separate from sinners. So that word there. And so when you read that verse, I mean, I know it may not be fully proper, but I think of Adam and Eve before they fell. In terms of simplicity of focus, everything was peaceful. Everything was right there for them. They, of course, had the potential for sin, so we wouldn't use these same words for them. But it's just that simple way of living, of fully being for God.
Is it Romans
16, verse 18. Yes.
And also one other verse from 1 John chapter 1. This is a message that we have heard of him. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And that was the Lord Jesus Christ in the days of his flesh here on earth.
Excellent. Now that may make us think that he's unapproachable. Oh man. But we know that he was tempted in every way. And he was tempted by the devil himself. You know, we would say he was tempted by the big guns. You know, the big man was coming at him. And Jesus stood strong. And what did he combat with the word of God? And we can now read in Hebrews that he was holy, that he was guileless, that he was simple, that he didn't fall. But we can go to him knowing that he understands us, that he can say, oh, I understand that struggle because I didn't fall, but I was still hit with that temptation. I was still hit with that struggle.
Which is really a great point to transition to what he has done in priests. And you want to sing a song?
I would suggest that at this point, as we transition, a brother could give us a hymn, call it to him, and then we can sing the hymn or even a verse from the hymn and then carry on with the exercise. But this is a good time to have a little break.